Well, hey there, welcome to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. If you're new to these, we spend about 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and it's a great way to start the day off on the right foot. And our hope is that it would be a source of encouragement to you. My name is Bobby McGraw, and I'm thrilled to get to serve as one of the pastors here at Sugar Hill Church. Well, today on the podcast, I want to talk about something that I've been thinking about a lot lately, and it's this idea of effective prayer. Effective prayer. I think all of us learn a lot about prayer from the people around us. And honestly, prayer is one of those things that I've struggled with over the years. It has been something that I want to do. It's something that I want to grow in. And so today on the podcast, I want us to think about how do we pray effectively. In Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, here's what Nehemiah prays. He says, "Please remember what you told your servant Moses." And then he quotes him, "If you are unfaithful to me, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and if you obey my commands and live by them, I will bring you back to the place I have chosen for my name to be honored." So when Nehemiah is praying this, he has just heard about the destruction of Jerusalem and that the walls have been torn down. And so Nehemiah prays. And from this prayer, we can learn four truths about prayer. Number one, when we pray, we should base what we're asking for on God's character. In other words, pray like you know God will answer you. It's as if Nehemiah is saying, "God, I'm expecting you to answer this prayer because of who you are. You're a faithful God. You're a great God. You're a loving God. You are a wonderful God. You can handle this problem, God." And so he based it on God's character. Number two, as he's praying, he confesses the sins of which he knows about. After Nehemiah bases his prayer on who God is, he confesses his sins. Here's what he says in the second part of verse 6 and in verse 7. He says, "I confess that we have sinned against you." In other words, he owns it. He says, "Yes, even my own family and I have sinned. We have sinned terribly by not obeying the commands, the decrees, and the regulations that you gave us." It wasn't Nehemiah's fault that Israel went into captivity. He wasn't even born when it happened. He was most likely born in captivity, yet he includes himself in the nation's sins. He says, "I've been part of the problem." Number three, he claimed the promises of God. He claimed the promises. Nehemiah prays to the Lord saying, "Please remember what you told your servant Moses." Can you imagine saying "remember" to God? Nehemiah reminds God of a promise he made to the nation of Israel. In effect, he prays, "God, you warned through Moses that if we were unfaithful, we would lose this land that you've given us. But you also made a promise, and your promise was if we repent, you'll give it back to us." Does God have to be reminded? I don't think so. Does he forget what he's promised? Absolutely not. Then why do we do this? Because it helps us remember what God has promised. And then here's the fourth truth about prayer that comes right out of Nehemiah, is to be very specific and what you ask for. I heard somebody say several years ago, probably about 15 years ago now, and it has stuck with me. It says, "God answers specific prayers with specific results." So in other words, if you want specific answers to prayer, then make specific requests. If your prayers consist of general requests, how will you ever know if they're answered? So today, I just want to encourage you, spend some time praying, and as you do, remember who God is. Confess any known sin in your life. If there's a promise in Scripture you can hold on to that promise. And then as you ask specifically, because specific prayers get specific results. Hey, I hope you have a great, great day today. If you've got just a moment to share these with your friends, we would be honored that you'd do so. And then also, if you can hop on the iTunes podcast store and just rate the podcast. You can give it a star rating. You can leave a comment. And the truth is, by doing that, it raises the availability of this podcast for others to be encouraged. Have a great day, and we will see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.